Happy Friday to you. Have a great weekend and welcome to your final teaching of this month's topic, all around allowing yourself. So we have covered quite a lot this month actually, and looked at different aspects of how we can really do this. But for each one of you listening, how you allow yourself is going to be a very individualized and personal process for you. Some people will, you know, be able to do that more easily than others. Some people are really ready to allow themselves, so they're just nearly looking for a bit of permission to do it or a bit of guidance on how to do it. And some of you might be in a place that even after this month, you could be like, that all sounds great, but I just don't feel that I can do that. And I suppose what I want to say is, no matter where you are on the scale of that, allowing yourself is something that you can absolutely do. It doesn't mean that it's an easy thing to do. It doesn't mean that it'll come very naturally to you, but you absolutely are capable of doing it. We are capable of literally doing anything we really desire or put our minds to. But the thing about it is that it takes effort. It takes action. And that requires showing up for yourself, not just to show up, but to show up and say, I'm really ready to show up now for myself in ways that I haven't before. And I'm also really ready to show up and start doing the work. Now, I've been talking a lot over this year, in its time for me, and this last couple of months in particular, about the work, in inverted commas, not being about fixing yourself. So, I want us to move away from that thing of, I'm going to fix myself, I'm going to sort myself out, I'm going to improve myself. When I say that doing the work, what I mean is actually allowing yourself, kind of coincidentally, allowing yourself to start living the life that you really desire and that you really feel drawn to. This is what's really, really the fundamental core thing. And like we always say to ourselves, even it with allowing all the reasons we can't, or all the reasons we can't do many, many things in our life, fear, emotion, and all of those. What if those things never, ever went away? You know, where you are now versus where you're going to be in 10 years' time is going to be as a result of the decisions that you make now, the choices, the actions, the behaviors that you follow right now. Because if you think about where you are in your life currently and think about where you were 10 years ago, a lot of things that have happened in the last 10 years have brought you to where you are at this moment in time. And that's probably kind of hard to take in, but it's like we don't get to a certain place, if it's good, bad or indifferent, just one day we wake up and we're there. It's over a lot of, you know, choices, actions and behaviors. Those can be good things, those can be negative things, those can be somewhere in between. But this aspect of allowing yourself is just the first port to say, I allow myself not to believe in something better, because that can sound too airy-fairy or out there, but I allow myself to know that I can do this. I might not feel I can do it in my heart, but in my head, I know I'm capable of it. I know that I may have to do a lot to get that to that place, but I'm going to allow myself to do that. No one ever said showing up for yourself was ever going to be easy. It is not. That's why so many people don't do it. I know I've shared with you very, very often, particularly when I read for people, and I've been reading since 2008, so I have a lot of clients that I've had since then and that I still have now, who will not do the work on themselves. And there's a lot of clients that do the work on themselves. And those people are making decisions every single day, and their lives start to maneuver in a different way. And our life experience can be better. Our life choices can feel more aligned to us, and how we create our life can feel much easier when we really show up for us. But it's hard to do that. And that's why we're sharing with the tarot. Some people can do it and some people can't do it. And that doesn't mean some people are failing and some people are thriving. What it really means is it's hard. It's just bloody hard. And even if you're at a place where you're like, I feel I can't do this, I'm telling you that you can. But I also understand that it's hard and it might take you a longer time, and that doesn't matter. Don't worry about the time, like I shared the other day. Think about all the goodness that you're creating under the surface by showing up for you. You know, sometimes like when we're actually in the most aligned place that we've ever been in ourselves and we're allowing ourselves can actually be in the midst of like loads of really bad things going on. It doesn't mean that just because we're aligned or just because we're allowing ourselves that life will suddenly change. But what will happen is the foundation you're creating changes, and it helps your responses, it helps your reactions, your choices and your behaviours. So just some food for thought as we finish off this month. Really looking forward to starting next month, which will be starting on Wednesday. You will get your first text and email from me that day. And I really look forward to next month, which is going to be very, very energetic, uplifting. I think we need a bit of a, as a feeling of getting a bit of oomph back into our system. The months of the summer, June, July and August, have been very intense and draining energetically. So I think as we're coming out of that now, it would be nice to recalibrate, reset ourselves and get moving. So I look forward to talking to you really soon and have a beautiful weekend.